Well, we're here this morning with Bob Panzer. Bob, welcome to the show. Hope you're enjoying your time here with us. Bob comes to us today to visit about Farm Technology Days, which there is one here in the state, I know, isn't there? Where is the one this year?
This year will be in Jefferson County, the southern part of the state. It'll be in July.
Okay.
22nd, 23rd.
Okay. But you're actually here to share with us because it's going to be in Eau Claire.
That's correct.
In 2020.
In 2020, July 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. It'll be at a Hunsinger farm just south of Eau Claire, about 3 miles. They're the largest horseradish producer in the world.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And hosting for us then. And specifically, a year out, seems like a long time away to be really promoting this event. But you have some distinct needs at this point, correct?
Yes, we do. We have needs for volunteers.
All right. Tell us more about that.
Well, we need about 1,000 volunteers totally for the show and about looking for about 20 today as far as Tent City and leadership of Tent City, which is one of the major draws of the farm show. It's 40 acres of exhibits, and there's also field demonstrations, and we'll need volunteers for that. The show this time around will focus on a lot of different things because horseradish is the main thing. In fact, tomorrow the staking will happen with three volunteers from our engineers that are working on Tent City. Sean Meyer, Dean Roth, and Mike Stuffel are involved in that. So we're really excited about those folks and their contributions they've made to the show and laying out the designs for the Tent City and for the parking and plans there. But certainly looking for volunteers for a number of different things. The Tent City is involved with UTVs and golf carts, and those are used for transporting exhibitors around and bringing people into the show and moving things around there. They're in charge of the tents, and we're organizing that, and also staging a radio communication at the show, and just being a good host for the show. So we expect about 23 to 24,000 people over those 3 days. So we're excited about that and showing off the entire Chippewa County and our Chippewa Valley and those people that are involved with the show and the people that make up the Chippewa Valley.
And Bob, this is something that has a major economic impact as well too on Eau Claire County. I mean, we're talking in the potential millions of dollars in economic impact from bringing Farm Technology Days, a statewide huge draw, the largest agricultural show in the state, I believe, to our county.
Yeah, yes, it's and good for the entire Chippewa Valley. When we're looking at least 1,500 to 1,800 exhibitors here and people that will spend nights here and many weeks before the show getting ready and prepping for the show, there's people from radio stations, pole barn companies, truck dealerships, farm equipment, the products that people use on the farm, and, of course, all the things that different farmers here in Wisconsin raise, from grass-fed beef to horseradish. You know, so there's a lot of variety and a lot of neat things here for the show. There'll be ride and drive events for lawnmowers and skid steers and other things. And, of course, one of the big draws always is the pickup trucks. So there's a lot of neat things in that area for excitement. The equine folks are going to have a great show all 3 days on horse entertainment based on horses, you know, from riding to demonstrating to care of horses and that. So, but the biggest thing is to get those volunteers. We need 1,000 volunteers. Mark Hagedorn is the county extension agent, and his phone number is 715-839-4712. And he is a volunteer coordinator that works there and gathers the information for the volunteers. So, again, if people have any interest in helping people, working with technology, guiding things, we have some great things there.
Bob, real quick, what is the commitment in terms of the volunteers? Like, how many hours a week, or when will it really step up for them?
It's been stepping up rapidly as the days progress, but people have some options. They could work just during the show doing some things, or they could work starting today with different events. Like, there's 20 committees, and of those committees, I'll just go through them real quick here. There's an executive committee, education, equine, rural living events center, field demo, foods, fundraising, grounds, heritage, which is with antique farm machinery, innovation, merchandise, parking, publicity, sign, Tent City, which I'm involved with, traffic and safety and youth and utilities. So there's a lot of different things for different interests of people and different skill levels. So you don't need to be a high-tech person. You don't have to always be a friendly person that deals with the crowds. There's just different things that people need, but people have their gifts and talent out there.
And it's a Farm Technology Days, but you don't have to be a farmer to volunteer. for this event.
That's
right?
Correct. No, you don't need to be a volunteer to a farmer to be a volunteer, and you don't need to be a farmer to attend the show. There's a lot of different things there for people. One of the exciting things is John Leary, our executive chair, is working on is a Wednesday evening event for non-farm, actually, come up with different foods and different education about farmers. So John is working on that and taking a lead on that. So a lot of neat things at the show.
Great.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Panzer talking about next year's Farm Technology Days, July 21st to the 23rd, coming up here in Eau Claire. Well, we try to have our finger on the pulse of what people are talking about. And certainly, I know yesterday I heard some different people talking about reports regarding a five-year-old boy, Landon, I believe, right, from the Mall of America, mm-hmm. fell 40
Landon
feet.
Hoffman.
And they were talking about, you know, and we've been praying about this, and there have been positive reports about it looking like he was going to survive. And so I know Twin Cities Media was reporting it, and yet you said you still have some questions.
I'm seeing a lot of like conflicting stuff. What I can say is on their supposedly official GoFundMe site, that is at $974,989. So that's good. It says 14 hours ago, here is today's statement from Landon's family, and this is in quotes. We wanted to provide a short update following the holiday weekend. We have an important week ahead with more milestones to accomplish. God's hand is working. Your prayers are working. Our son remains in intensive care under sedation and under close monitoring as we stay patient to allow him to heal. So
yeah, I've got this. Yeah. I think you referenced it too, that he suffered serious head injuries as well as broken arms and legs. Mm. He, in fact, his pastor in the Twin Cities is saying that Pastor Mac Hammond in Brooklyn Park telling his congregation Sunday that he and his wife visited the family and that the boy is not going to have brain damage. So I guess our reports, I guess ultimately we're saying that it's not quite as optimistic. We're not confident in embracing them,
right.
Quite as confident as maybe has been reported in social media in the last day or so.
But it sounds positive.
Yeah, it's
you
hopeful.
Know, his family is hopeful,
yeah.
And it sounds like they have good, you know, at least a faith background. And I think all any of us can do mm-hmm. is really just continue to pray for this boy and his family. And mm-hmm. Amazing that he is alive. And, you know, tremendous prayers and heartfelt thanks to all of the caregivers that are working out there to keep things going for him on the road to recovery.
Absolutely. So. And again, we want to do our best to be responsible and judicious in what we report, because there are a lot of different mm-hmm. things. And unfortunately, in a social media age, a lot of misinformation. But it does look like some optimistic signs, and we praise the Lord for that and encourage you all to continue hitting your knees every single day for little Landon. Mm-hmm.
I got to say, Caleb and I are huge fans of the Giza sheets. And Hillary, you've just been trying them.
I have been trying them. I miss my flannel. It's such a harsh transition to go from flannel to anything else. But the flannels are getting too warm. So
a second, I have to whisper something to Caleb. I don't want anybody else to hear, but maybe we could get her to promote flannel sheets for somebody. So.
I would happily do that.
I do love my Giza Dream sheets.
I do too.
30% off plus free shipping with promo code WWIB. That is a shameless plug. Help the station.
And what do they save? What do they can save if they mention it, right?
Yeah, yeah. 30%. So again, MyPillow.com, 30% off plus free shipping.
And we're
do it before the end of the month.
We're competing. Like, you hear Sebastian Gorka on WOGO, and he's saying, hey, if you put his code in. So come on, let us
sick, but I don't have a voice quite as deep as Sebastian Gorka right now, but it's getting closer. So
well, yeah.
Seriously, that guy sounds like a villain on Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, yeah.
His
he
voice
totally.
Is marvelous. Wow, he's
he
good.
Deep voice. All right.
Oh, goodness.
Anyway, that's on a sister station.
Well, we've got two requests coming up here before bottom of the hour, but
In the meantime, a New Hampshire homeowner is under court order to clean up his yard that's littered with thousands of boxes. So
Amazon
I thought
boxes?
That's what I was doing. I was like, oh, just boxes in the yard. That shouldn't be too hard. If he doesn't, the town is going to do it for him and stick him with the bill. However, here we are. The town estimates that there are around 2,000 boxes containing printers in the yard.
Oh.
These aren't just boxes. He's got 2,000 printers in his yard. Hey, buddy, we don't have a printer right now at our house. Ours broke. We haven't replaced it. He's got 2,000 of them. How do you get 2,000 printers in boxes?
Maybe he's
so
somehow
confused.
Preparing for the zombie apocalypse.
What,
in
is case he going
to
print
In case he
away?
Needs handbills printed to say, hey, don't let them bite you.
Well,
I don't know.
First of all, Hillary, you can come and see me at downtown Eau Claire, One Source Imaging.
Right?
But also, people are eccentric, right? I mean, you just have eccentrics in the neighborhood.
That's such a nice way to put it.
Yeah.
You know, in our neighborhood, I think we're the eccentrics. We do such odd things in our yard.
You are.
Have you ever ordered 2,000 of anything?
Toothpicks.
True.
We put odd things in our yard. Did you ever hear this story? My husband, when he knew that they were going to be doing like aerial photography over Eau Claire.
I did not hear this.
This is a good story.
Yes?
So they do this every couple of years and he always knows where when it is because, you know, that's his job. So he has these large white panels and every time they fly aerial photography over Eau Claire and Altoona, he puts them out in different configurations. So we have had a giant, what was the monster guy from the old movie? Video game. A Space Invader. We had a giant 9-foot Space Invader in our yard. We've had giant Pac-Mans made out of hula hoops and the dots made out of Frisbee going
That's
down our sidewalks for this. We've also had, you know, the big pointer finger thing that your mouse turns into. We had that in our yard last year. So
yeah, you're a bit eccentric.
So I found this website, fakeavacation.com. This is literally a real service now. Hawaii's on sale for $29.99.
What?
Here's the inexplicable thing, and yet in today's day and age, I guess this is a real thing. You can find anything on the internet these
days.
As long
as you can get Facebook pictures, right? You can make it look like you were there. Is that
exactly
it?
Yeah. So they have packages for sale. Disneyland, Florida, Las Vegas, Hawaii, etc. Their headline, can't make a vacation or vacation's just too expensive? How about a fake vacation? Now you can fake a vacation and don't have to be an expert. No messing around with pictures, photo editing, learning, or worrying about perfection. Leave that to us, the professionals in the industry.
What?
There are fake vacation photo professionals.
But what I love about my vacation is not the posts that I create. It's the time that I spend with family or relaxing or having fun.
Right.
It's not about the Instagram.
It's not about the posts and the posts. It's about a real vacation.
Memories.
But I just heard a Wall Street Journal reporter interviewed today. His story was about, and this has been in the news over the last few years, right? People going on vacation but taking their work with them.
Yeah.
And just we as Americans just can't say no in this digital age to continuing to do our work.
Like
so we're not
connected.
Relaxing.
Well, and that's why you guys went to see Grandma Ginger, right? Like you couldn't be connected because...
And it was wonderful.
On the boonies, like no service.
We had to reach out in advance to our works, our boards that we operate on, and just say, hey, we are off the grid. Mm-hmm. Off the grid for a week. Done. Yeah.
I remember seeing an interview with John Crist, the comedian, and he actually went to a camp where and he was like it was a camp kind of dealing with mental health and things like that
mm-hmm.
that come with a lot of pressures and stresses, and he said they take your phone away from you at the door because so many people get wrapped up, and he said especially me get so wrapped up in my identity. He says this thing holding his phone, this thing is my life,
yeah.
This is what makes me, you know, makes me my income, and it's like so much gets wrapped up in this,
yeah,
and I couldn't just be John because everything is so wrapped up in the device and
right.
in posting and always being that funny guy too. So
yeah.
Very, very interesting too.
Interesting.
Perhaps we need a vacation from our fake vacations.
Just gonna take a real vacation instead.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.